Chapter 19. May 9th of Year 19. Adam. Thanks. The voice wakes Adam. Was it part of his dream? Or had Marchenko just spoken to him? It's me. The voice comes from the reptilian fragment next to him. It is really Marchenko. I'm so glad, Adam replies, and touches the metal with his fingers. And I most certainly am too. I did not think I would ever get out of that pit. You saved me, and I'd already believed you were gone. You have to thank Marchenko too for your rescue. Really? It was certainly not his intention. He did not know I would follow him. What is he up to? That's obvious. He wants to get Eve back and kill you. If he'd only known how close he was to you. He did not recognize me. I'm sorry I was so stupid, Adam says. I was the stupid one. I should not have gone on without making certain you were on the sled. No, I even manipulated the radio module in order to contact Marchenko too. That explains why we could not reach you. What did you want from him?
He showed me there were a few secrets concerning my existence. Secrets that you kept from me. He wanted to tell me everything.
Did he keep his promise?
No, not yet.
Marchenko remains silent for a minute.
I did not want to burden you with it, he finally says. And what is the great secret of our existence?
Eve, you, me, we were all created for this expedition. Your genetic material was manipulated so that you could survive even under adverse conditions.
Are we siblings?
No. Your genes were spliced together from the best sections they could find. You are not related. At least not any more closely than the former owners of those genetic sequences.
So we are artificial?
No, Adam. You are still human beings. You would not stand out among other humans except for your resilience. You are not smarter or stronger than others. That was not the goal. But you definitely can withstand more than other people.
So we were created to suffer?
If you want to sum it up, you were engineered to survive.
Thanks, Adam says.
That is not all. There are many of you. It is no coincidence Marchenko too landed here. The Creator sent thousands of messenger spaceships toward all potentially habitable worlds known at the time.
Potentially?
Yes. When we launched, the data from the telescopes could not yet tell for certain whether a planet was really suitable for life.
So this means that many other Eve, Adam, and Marchenko trios reached destination worlds where they could not land? They went on that long voyage for nothing?
Yes. We were lucky, even though Proxima B is not exactly a paradise. Yet we can live in the open air, with soil under our feet, almost like on Earth.
Apart from the fact that we are totally alone.
I am not so sure about that. This building proves we are not alone, Marchenko says.
We have to find Eve. She's in danger. If you're not with her, and Marchenko too finds her before we do?
You are absolutely correct, Adam, and we will find her. But first thing, I'd better repair the radio module of your universal device so that we can stay in contact. And then I will need legs and more energy.
Then get started!
You'd better carry me a little bit longer, and we should not stay in this corridor. If Marchenko too comes back, he would find us here, still defenseless. We need a better hiding place.